I have spent a year talking about you playing your songs and obsessing over what you're up to, and now you're here in the UK and you're in London. You're having this incredible hit record. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for speaking with us.
Not at all. How are you all? Okay, I haven't got all five of you today. We have three. But how are you feeling? Is it great to be back in the UK?
It's amazing.
Yeah, most definitely. We love the energy every time we get to the UK. And we just love being in a different atmosphere. We love America and we love our people, but we also really love to come here and get to see the beautiful architecture and see our harmonizers that are also here that support us.
And see you.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, obviously, harmonizer number one. I mean, your fans are so, they are. I've seen them outside the buildings. Yeah. I've seen them following you and obviously all the social media and wow.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We just pulled up to one of the stations earlier today, and there were so many fans outside, and they were so excited to see us. And it's so nice because the fans are really, really lovely, and they have awesome accents.
I think it's also cool to see these fans in person, because I know that throughout X Factor, they were such huge fans of ours. Mm-hmm. It's been supporting us since then. So after like these 3-4 years that we've been together, to finally see them to actually see them in person instead of behind their phone and their computer, it's definitely real. Like, it's amazing just to feel the love in person.
So much love, and obviously so much love for this record right now, for this single, which could be your very first UK number one.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
We can't believe how well it's doing. Like, here in the UK, that's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, we never know how our singles are going to do. You just kind of hope for the best. But the reaction it's been getting is phenomenal. So thank you, guys.
It sounds so good on the radio. People are talking about it. It's such a buzz about the track. Obviously, it's a collaboration as well. And that just works.
Yeah, it does.
Was that a special moment as well to record in studio?
Mm-hmm. We love the recording process. I think that's definitely one of our favorite parts about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. We love being on tour, but I think that it's something special about being in the recording studio. It's more intimate and I don't know,
personal.
It's just very personal because each of us has different stories, but it could be throughout the same song.
Yeah.
So I think that it's really personal, and we love the experience, and like you said, the collaboration, Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
On Work From Home.
Oh yeah.
He killed it.
Yes.
He killed it. Yes, he did. That's actually like our favorite part of the song.
Did so well.
Thank you.
He's gonna be happy you said that now.
Yeah, no. He's a teddy bear. He's very sweet. He came on set and made our jobs very easy.
He's out here right now on tour.
He is.
We're hoping to catch a show to come watch him, support him.
We want to hear this new album. Yeah, you know the music. You're living with these songs.
We do.
Is it an exciting period waiting for the rest of the world and your fans to hear
it? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting. It's also agonizing too, because we're like, we love this song and we have this song and the fans are going to love them, but we can't really go into too much detail with them, but it's gonna be totally worth the wait. I know that the fans are so excited, just like we are, and we're very proud of this album. We worked very hard, had a lot of input as much as we could, and we're also able to show a different side to us, which is a more vulnerable Fifth Harmony.
In terms of approval, is it Mr. Cowell? Do you wait to hear what he thinks? How does that work?
Yeah, it's great to hear feedback from him, honestly, and to have him along with this process and this project. He's definitely someone that we look forward to hearing his opinion. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mr. Cowell. He has a great ear for music. But yeah, we just talked to him about the list that we're about to drop for this album. And
he invited us for dinner.
Yeah, he's very involved. And he was just telling us like what songs that he liked or what songs that we liked. And it was just feedback going back and forth, which is great to have someone which is great for us to be vocal with someone like him and for him to be open to that. So it was great. We're excited to see how this album turns out.
And then plans for the rest of the year, is it just total world domination? Is that basically the message here? Because that's what I feel is happening.
Dominate, boo.
You know? That's totally the goal.
That's the goal.
You know, we're just doing one thing at a time right now. We're living day by day. But yeah, I mean, of course, we hope to travel the world this year. That's our goal.
I think also just to break records for girl groups. I mean, we were just called the Billboard top 10 just recently, and I guess there hasn't been a girl group who has been called that since, or who has been put in that category since 2008, I guess. So it's so cool for us to even be part of that history for girl groups. It's cool.
This year is 20 years of the Spice Girls.
We love the Spice Girls!
Oh, yeah, that's the reaction I was
really excited. Of course. tour.
Wait, really?
20 years this year. So, do you, Fifth Harmony, do you want to see a Spice Girls moment and reunion?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get tickets. We're getting tickets, y'all. If this is happening, we're getting tickets.
I'm friends with Mel B, so I'm going to tell her that we need to get tickets.
Yes.
Mel B,
tell Mel.
Up, girl.
Yes.
I'm going to text her.
Hang on, if anyone will sort you out, it's Mel B.
Yeah, I love her. She's such a sweetheart. She's awesome.
Scary Spice.
And so Wannabe, was that your song? Can you remember it?
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
That was a yes, like that. Actually. That was...
We actually performed that together.
Oh,
we were the Spice Girls for Halloween.
It was so bad.
Time. It was so funny.
Oh, that's right.
It was funny. Yeah, it was like 3 years ago.
It was really funny.
I think you were the right people to speak to about the Spice Girls 20th anniversary.
Yes.
That was good to know.